And I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Russia said Wednesday it was fighting intense battles against Ukrainian forces that had penetrated its southern border near a major natural gas transmission hub. The acting governor of Kursk region said he had introduced a state of emergency. Russia has advanced this year after the failure of Ukraine's 2023 counteroffensive to achieve major gains. Ukraine struck back on Tuesday in one of the largest incursions into Russian territory since the war began, with battles continuing through the night into Wednesday. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden is emphasizing the nearness of a ceasefire in Gaza amid fears that an expected attack by Iran and its proxies on Israel will push the Middle East into a wider war. Israel has been bracing for an attack over the assassinations of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran and a senior Hezbollah commander in Beirut, which are widely believed to have been carried out by Israel. Brian Katulis, an analyst with the Middle East Institute, told VOA the administration appears to have put too much of its hopes on the ceasefire as a means of de-escalating tensions.
The problem with that is that the two central combatants to the war in Gaza, Israel and Hamas, are led by leaders that don't seem to look to diplomacy and a settlement to settle their interests. They still turn to force, and in the case of Hamas, holding on to hostages as their ultimate trump card to try to stay alive and survive as a movement.
Join VOA's Flashpoint as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots spanning from Asia to Africa and beyond. We also shine a light on humanitarian crises and the ongoing ramifications of the climate crisis on the world's population. This is